Hello. Welcome to day 13 of United Way for Southeastern Michigan's 21-Day Equity Challenge. My name is Audrey. I use she, her pronouns. And you may recognize my voice from our virtual What's the Word Wednesday town halls. In an effort to provide accessible content, many of our speakers will share a visual description of themselves. If you were looking at me now, you would see that I'm a fair-skinned woman with short blonde hair, blue eyes, and a warm smile. Let's dive into our Equity Challenge content for today. We need a world that insists upon safety and dignity for all of us, not just because we are beautiful, healthy, blameless, exceptional, or beyond reproach, but because we are human beings. Aubrey Gordon, activist, podcaster, author of What We Don't Talk About When We Talk About Fat. Today's entry was written by Ann Arbor YMCA, one of our Equity Challenge community group partner organizations. Learn more about the Ann Arbor YMCA at the bottom of today's email. Weight bias is a prejudicial attitude toward people based on the size of their body, usually directed toward people with larger bodies. This bias can look like judgments about a person's weight, assumptions of laziness, believing it is an issue of choice or self-control, and other negative beliefs. The National Institute of Health describes weight bias as a socially acceptable form of prejudice today. Research has even shown that weight bias is tied to racist beliefs. We'll talk more about this later on in the challenge. Beyond personal belief and prejudice, weight bias is a systemic issue that negatively impacts the health and well-being of people in our community. Below are a few examples of stereotypes about health and weight. Larger bodies are not inherently less healthy than smaller bodies. In fact, several studies have shown that how often someone engages in movement is a better predictor of physical well-being than weight. While weight is not correlated with negative health outcomes, experiencing weight stigma is. People who have experienced weight stigma are at a higher risk of negative physical health outcomes, such as chronic disease, depression, eating disorders, and lower self-esteem. Seeing weight as a choice ignores systemic issues such as a lack of access to healthy foods, ability to access spaces and activities that promote movement, or even having the time to engage in movement. Experienced weight-based discrimination may lead people to feel unsafe in fitness centers, public parks, and other events and spaces focused on movement or physical activity, where unwanted comments are common. Everyone in our community deserves to experience a sense of belonging and to have access to a variety of spaces without fear of harassment or prejudice. The Ann Arbor YMCA is a charitable association of adults and children joined by a shared commitment to nurturing the potential of children and teens, promoting healthy living, and supporting our neighbors. Each day, they work to ensure that everyone, regardless of age, income, or background, has the chance to learn, grow, and thrive. The Ann Arbor YMCA's mission is to put core values of caring, honesty, respect, and responsibility into action through facilities and programs that build healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. After listening to today's content, we encourage you to reflect on the following questions and possibly discuss them with a friend, family member, or colleague. How do you feel after today's challenge? What is something you need to learn more about? In reflecting on the action item above, how has weight bias and stigma impacted you and your life? Where did it come from? How can you counter it? Resources are listed within this daily email. We encourage you to take action by reading, watching, and listening to them. Thank you so much for listening to our Equity Challenge content today. I hope you learned something new and feel empowered to tackle injustice wherever your day takes you. And as always, continue to light the way.
We'd like to give our sincerest gratitude to everyone that made our fourth annual 21-Day Equity Challenge a success. This Equity Challenge Day was produced by United Way for Southeastern Michigan. Special thank you to Steph Rawls, Tiffany Bucks, Shayla Zimmerman, Andre Ebron, our voice actors, our DEI committee, and community partners. Huge thank you to our music producer, Daniel Sharp. Thank you to our sponsors of the Equity Challenge, to our audience, and to everyone who participated in this year's challenge. To hear more recorded content and read the Equity Challenge, please visit UnitedWaySEM.org/Equity Challenge.